Welcome to Misa con Marta. When you can't make it to Misa, we bring Misa to you. Tonight, we'll be hosting a rather popular segment. This is Mother's Prayers. That's right, a listener favorite. We're hearing from all the mommies and abuelitas at home with prayers for their wayward children. Our first caller, Dolores, is here to share something that is heavy on her Catholic spirit. Doña Dolores, who are we praying for tonight?
Ay, Marta, mi pobre hija, se va a quemar en el infierno por ser marihuanera. Bendito Dios, por favor, quita la marihuanidad de mi hija.
We interrupt our previously scheduled programming to bring you some very bad, very breaking updates. Welcome to Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. Back to school shopping is not like the days of yore. Gone are the pencil toppers, penny loafers, and Sanrio eraser collections. Instead, school children and their dutiful teachers are highly vaxxed, doubling up on masks, and preparing for the absolute worst. Can it be that round two of the COVID-19 pandemic finds us woefully unprepared and, in fact, worse off than we were when the virus first infiltrated our lungs and the rest of our lives that fateful spring of 2020? Well, you better believe it, folks. Some things are so bizarre, so devastatingly unimaginable, that all you can do is light a fat one and enjoy the fucking show. This has been Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. And now, for the main event.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed. Dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami!
Last time on Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, I talked about some of the things that I like to do while I smoke. We went on a journey through my rewatching of The Jersey Shore. I have more to say about The Jersey Shore, but I'm not going to take up your time saying it. You can go listen to last week's episode if you didn't get that deep cultural analysis from me. It was a really fun episode, so I highly recommend you tune in if you have not already. So, I talked about watching reality TV while I get high, and then after recording that episode, I took to my Instagram at @Mala_Munoz and I asked some of my followers the very same question. Dear followers, what is it that you like to do when you're toking, when you're smoking, and when you are in fact tuning into this podcast, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, created and hosted by me, myself, and also I, Mala Munoz. Thank you for being here. So, after I posed this question to my, I have a couple Instagram followers, friends and family mostly. After I posed this question, a ton of you answered, and it turns out that you have a lot of fun things that you like to do when you're getting high. So here's what some of you had to say, and a lot of these, I agree. I do a lot of this stuff too. some of this stuff, I was like, wow, good idea. That's brilliant. I'm going to try that. So let's see. Some of you said that you like to clean and really get in the crevices, the crevasses, and really give it a deep, deep, deep scrubbing. A deep scrubbing with the steel wool and everything. Someone by the name of Rosie Cheeks said, hike. See, I like to smoke and skate or smoke and take babas for like a long luxurious walk. But there's something about an incline, like going up a hill when I'm high, that I'm not a huge fan of. Like, I like a flat surface when I'm high. It's just a little too much exertion for me. But I appreciate being out in nature, scenery, exercise, all that good stuff. Someone by the name of Animal E, I love to do yoga. See, I want to try this. I have a friend, Stephanie, shout out if you're tuning in, who does high yoga. I'm hoping to do an episode of Marihuanera with Stephanie, and we can do like a high yoga class. That might be an event. That might be a thing. Who knows? Who can say? Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Bibiana said that they like to cry and listen to sad songs to feel the sad extra. I love this. So when Bibiana gets high, Bibiana likes to cry and listen to sad songs so that they can like really feel the sadness. I love that. Like sometimes you just want to really be in your sadness and be in your feelings and in your sad girl moment. I'm all for embracing that. You know what I mean? I had like an Evanescence revival the other day, and it really took me there. And it reminded me of my angst as a young one. So I feel it. I'm here for that. I'm all here. I'm here for a good cry. If you follow me on Twitter, you at @Mala_Munoz, you probably see me tweeting about, you know, I'm watching whatever it is I'm watching. Oh yeah, I'm watching. Okay. You know what I was watching and crying to the other day? Like I'll tweet about this. Like, oh, I'm watching X, Y, and Z piece of media and crying. I'm watching this and I'm crying. Like if you go and you look at my Twitter and you search my @Mala_Munoz and crying, you're going to find like a few, plenty. There was a time where I was like more like tweeting more about like, oh, like I wish like I had like a lap to sit on now. Like there was a time where I was doing a lot of tweeting about lap sitting and like how, oh, like I need a lap to sit on. Like I miss that. But now it's more like, oh, like I'm watching Fantasia Barrino's audition for American Idol and I'm sobbing. You know, like that. Anyways, so I feel it. I hear you. Another person says, when they smoke, they like to eat, have deep conversations, or have sex. Yes, of course, obviously. I don't know if I like to have deep conversations. I think I just like to rant and rave. Another person said, sing, color, skate, have sex, watch something funny, or out there, get lost. Okay, I love all of these things. Singing, coloring, skating, having sex. I do like to get high and have sex. I can't lie. Good combination, great combination. I like to smoke with the people that I'm intimate with. Like for me, it's like all connected and it's all part of it. And like smoking is intimate. And it's like a friendship thing. I don't necessarily like always smoke with. I'm not like a huge. I don't really smoke with strangers, you know? I like to have some degree of like knowledge of who you are. And like there's some, it's a more intimate thing for me, smoking. Anyways, but yeah, I love that list. Start working with beads or cleaning easier to do when lit. Doing beadwork, cleaning becomes easier while lit. I agree with that. Cleaning, watching TV, watching movies, painting, walking, listening to this show, Marihuanera. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. Listening to records. Plant tour videos on YouTube. Oh, I love that. That's so cute. Plant tour videos. I love this one. Roll another joint. Yes. Vibe and listen to music. Yes. Flirt. Yes. I love to flirt when I'm lit. I like to smoke with like people that I'm intimate with, you know? So like the flirting and being cute, it all goes together. Clean, listen to music, stare at my dog. With that, I love the intersection of being like a marihuanera and a dog mom, you know, a dog parent and a pothead. I think that they go hand in hand. I love smoking and walking my dog. Garden, sex, masturbate, cook, drive to work, get stuck in traffic, and listen to the jams. These are great. These are all great, great things to do while high. Depends on the vibe. Chill, create, watch trippy videos, stuck on higher life thoughts. If there's lots of noise right now, it's because my life is noisy right now. So just bear with me. We're just rocking with it. We're rolling with it. We're living with it. It's great. It's cool. I'm going to talk about that in a second. let's see, watch a show, listen to music loud, AF in my car, twerk, good company, have my pussy ate. Yes, yes, yes. There's nothing like getting high on some good shit and then just sitting back and relaxing. You know, just take it away, Popeye. You know what I mean? Just do what you gotta do. Let's put that stamina to the test. You know what's up. You know how it works. You know where the parts are. You know where to find everything. I'm just gonna, it's in your hands now. It's in your mouth now. Your very capable mouth. I hope for all of our sake, you know, I would love that for us. Anyways, read, listen to music, play whimsical games on my Switch. Love, love a whimsical game. Remember puzzles? I feel like we all had fairy puzzles, or was that just me? I had like a lot of fairy puzzles. Cook, fun, watch Adventure Time, bake cookies, and masturbate. See, everybody likes the sensual, you know, the corporal, the carnal pleasure, the masturbation, the sex and sexuality. Combined with the plant, I think it's a beautiful combination. It pairs well. It pairs very, very well. Dishes, fucking, sitting on the front porch like a grandpa, dancing. I can't wait to be retired and have a wraparound porch and sit on my porch and get high all day. Like, that's all I want out of this life. Ever since I was a little kid, ever since I was a child, all I have ever wanted was to be retired. That's it. That's like my one, what do you want to be when you grow up? Retired. What's your goal in life? To retire. What do you hope to do in 10 years? Be retired. I can't wait to be put out to pasture. I can't wait. Let's see. What do you like to do when you get high? Turn up the music. What do you like to do when you get high? My partner. Love it. What do you like to do when you get high? Listen to Marihuaneta. Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, we do. This is the Mighty Juanetta podcast where potheads light up, tune in. You should have been smoking at the top of the show. I shouldn't have to tell you by now. We should be a well-oiled machine. You know what I mean? Come on now. Come on. Come on. Clean and organize or lay down on my bed with the sun and breeze blowing in. That's lovely. That's angelic. I'm with that. I'm with the peace, the serenity, just enjoying the space, enjoying a cool breeze. You know, just feeling like, you know, I'm showered, freshly laundered sheets, cool breeze, a high out of my mind, just fucking fresquecita, you know? It's a wonderful feeling. Target run after iced coffee and McDonald's papitas. Okay, let me just say, I love getting high and having iced coffee. Who else loves getting high and having iced coffee or sparkling water? As a matter of fact, I have a sparkling water right the fuck here. Right the fuck here. Dear God, that is fresh. Dear God. Let's see. Practice presence, consciousness, and meditation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cuddle my dogs. Get head for my man. Yes, queen. Yes, as you should. Everything. Cooking, hiking, watching a movie, about to eat a bomb meal, sex, all of it. Fair facts. Absolutely. Watch Animal Planet or listen to music. Yes, you know what? I do enjoy getting high and throwing on one of those, you know, Nat Geo nighttime, you know, and it's just all the things that happen in nature at night, and it's bats and it's fungi and it's creepies and it's crawlies, you know, and then there's some that's just, it's ocean. It's just all about the ocean. And then there's one where it's like ocean at night, you know, and then it's like sounds and it's just like the noises that nature makes. Those are fun to watch. Those are very fun to watch. I'm into those very much, very much so. Let's see. Reading, yoga, listening to all your podcasts. And when this person says your podcast, they mean my podcast. My and Diosa's podcast. This is a Locatora production. Locatora Radio is our flagship podcast that we started in 2016. Then we started our own podcast production house called Locatora Productions, and Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, is our first new original show under the Locatora Productions umbrella. So facts, listen to all of our original shows. We have a slate. Listen to all of our original shows. If you look at your Apple Podcasts app and you search Locatora Productions, you will see that we literally have a channel. We have a channel on Apple Podcasts called Locatora Productions. And then you'll see our slate. We have Locatora and Marihuanera right next to each other. So it's kind of cool if I do say so myself. Take a nice hot bubble bath, watch movies, or sit on my back porch and chill with my plants. Listening to music, writing, walk my dog, or play with some kittens. I love that one. Or play with some kittens. Which kittens? I love this because let me read this reply again. Listen, what do you like to do when you get high? That's the question, right? Listen to music, write, walk my dog, or play with some kittens. Play with some kittens. Whose kittens? Are they your kittens? You know where to find kittens? You have a neighbor with kittens? Just some kittens. I love that. I want some kittens. Eat white cheddar popcorn and disassociate. Bliss. Okay, yeah, I can get with that. I love disassociating. Whoo! Okay, yes. Okay, marihuaneras, if it's noisy right now, it's because it's noisy where I am. I live in the neighborhood. Like, I live above my grandma Nacha's garage, and I talk about this all the time because I need this in the fucking historical record. Picture this. I'm recording this episode from above my grandma Nacha's garage. I'm alone except for my dog, Papas. I'm smoking out of my mota glass bong, literally. I'm drinking my sparkling water. I'm not wearing a bra. I have two sets of roller skates sitting on the floor. My college degree is hovering above me like my own academic crucifix. I have no air conditioning. I'm in LA in the summer. It's August. It's hot AF. We are in the middle of global warming. Climate change is upon us. And if you live in LA, if you're from LA, or if you've ever spent any time in LA in the summer, you know it's hot as fuck. And the inside of our houses in LA get so effing hot by the end of the day, especially when you don't have air conditioning, because our little houses are just baking in the direct sunlight, in the UV rays, just baking, collecting heat. So by the end of the day, sometimes the inside of the house is hotter than it is outside. And as a podcaster podcasting from home and the neighborhood is noisy AF, I live in a Latino community and you know there's a fucking party constantly and there's a big tent in someone's yard all the time and there's a party and there's a situation and there's music and it's great and it's fun, but it makes for a noisy environment and it's sometimes difficult to record seamless, perfect audio. But we do what we can. We make it work. So anyways, these are the sacrifices that I make for the art. So I have to shut off all of my fans because, again, if you live in LA, Southern California, in the American Southwest, a hot fucking environment in general where there's no air conditioning, you probably have a bunch of fucking fans running at the same time and they're like pointing in different directions and they're like different types of fans. So I have that situation, right? And I cannot have all my fans going while I'm recording because you're gonna hear all the fucking fans. So I also have to close all my doors and windows to keep out the outside sounds. So no air conditioning. All the doors and windows are closed and all of my fans are off so that I can record this absolute masterpiece of a podcast known as Marihuanera. So thank you for being here and thank you for tuning in because this is how the magic happens and this is where the magic is made. And while we're on the subject of my living quarters and my accommodations, I needed to be known that while I am the like naked window neighbor, like I really am constantly naked in here and like I'm constantly naked in here. And I also like to have my windows open. And I've like had like, you know, special friends over in the past where like he's like, you're kind of an exhibitionist, aren't you? And I'm like, no. And he's like, your window is wide open and you're just like walking around naked. And I'm like, oh, not everyone does this. This is like a thing, I guess. Well, that's fair. Facts. Okay, maybe I should close my window. Maybe I should put like a bralette on. I should drape something over myself, perhaps. But for me, it's like goddess vibes. Like, I like just walking around and just in my element and in my essence and in my body and in my skin and just like fucking smoking and vibing and like playing music and watching reality TV and doing my little writing and my little podcasting and texting Diosa and then picking up my skates and like running out to like, you know, go skate and then like go live my life or whatevs. Like, this is what we do. This is that's my routine. That's my schedule. If anybody was wondering what's my schedule, what's my routine, what does my daily life look like, that's it. So other than that, I'm like the very unfriendly hottie on the block. I'm like the very curmudgeonly like bad bitch with like the cute little old grandma that like, you know, you see us just kind of like fucking just fucking waddling around all day. You know, she's saying something. I'm like, oh, I'm like, grandma, be careful. Let's go inside now. I'm like, grandma, you left all of your car doors open. Like, let's close that up now. Let's, grandma, why is your purse outside? Grandma, why did you leave? The chicken that you just bought from the store, why is it on the porch? You know, so like I like do what I can around the house and I like help out. So I'm like the unfriendly hottie with my like cute little grandma. But I don't say hi to anybody unless it's like a very select group of like OG like señoras and señores who've like been living here for a long time that like know my grandma. Like I'll say fucking buenos dias and buenas tardes. You know what I mean? But like I'm not like talking to like the young people or the people my age even. I'm very unfriendly. I'm not saying hi to anybody. I spend no time outside unless I'm walking my dog or unless I'm roller skating. And part of it is because, okay, marihuaneras, let's talk about street harassment and let's talk about marihuaneros and men in our communities who make our existence hard AF and uncomfortable. I talk about this on my Instagram sometimes. There's this group of men who live on my street who like come together and in like surrounding streets and they like ride their little bikes on over and they like to hang out in front of this empty house, like not far from my house. They're like basically right across the street. They're like diagonal. They can see my yard. They can see my house. Every day at a certain time, they link up to fucking sesh, to fucking smoke. And like, I can smell the weed. I know they're smoking weed, you know, whatever. I've like walked past them before. They always make it uncomfortable for me because they always say stuff. They always street harass me. And it has gotten to the point with them, with these fucking potheads who like are hanging out, fucking hugging the block for hours. And like, I cannot even go out front to get my fucking Uber Eats or DoorDash order without them literally yelling at me and saying things to me. One of the last times that this happened, it's actually been a little while now, but I've also been staying inside way more and only like really going out early in the morning and not so much in the evening because that's when they tend to be out there. See, like I'm fucking rearranging my whole life for these fuckers and it's fucking annoying and I hate it. But such is life, right? It's so fun to be a lady girl in the world. So I go out there to get my fucking food and these guys are like so loud and they're like trying to like push each other and yell at each other to cross the street to come over to my house and to speak to me. I was in my yard. I wasn't even on the sidewalk. I was inside my yard, inside my gate, and it was closed. You know what I mean? So I can hear them and they're like, I'll give you $20 if you go over there and talk to her. Can you imagine the audacity? And this is how they are. So this is why I'm unfriendly and why I don't go out and why I don't talk to nobody. Because I'm like, fuck you. Leave me the fuck alone. But it's uncomfortable because it's like, if I'm to like say something to them, well, they literally know where I live because they like sit there and watch me, you know, and they like are seeing. Because I don't know what the fuck these fuckers are capable of or what they would do. And I need to be able to like exist on my block in peace. So if that means I like only come out at certain hours and under certain circumstances, so fucking be it. And that's why this podcast, I'm not going to sit here and be like, this is for all potheads in the world. I could give a fuck about some like straight men and their needs and representation. I don't care. I don't fucking care. You guys are well taken care of. This is Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. The point is to uplift the femmes and the feminine, the women, the mujeres, the non-binary who partake. You know what I mean? Like, this is not for cisgender heterosexual men in the space. If you're here, you're a guest and you're respectful. Let's have fun. Let's have a good time, but don't get overly familiar. And just know, I have my little ojitos on you. I'm watching you. Always watching. Always watching. I mean, let's have fun. Let's have a good time. But let it be known. Let it be the fuck known that I'm not here for your fuck shit. I'm the last one. If you want to be a simp, if you want to be a fan, if you want to be a supporter, a contributor, beautiful. Love that. But know your place, know your role, and know the arena. Know the arena. Have some awareness. And you've been good so far. I would say most of you have been pretty good so far. The men among you have done well. But just know, this is not a safe space for you, honey. It's not. I like talking about like where I live and living at home because I think that I'm destined for greatness. And when they do my E! True Hollywood story about my upbringing, we'll like come back and do a fucking little tour of my fucking Grandma Nacha's house. And then I'll be like, yeah, that's the apartment where I lived above the garage when we were creating Locatora Radio. And, you know, I was recording Marihuanera up there in the pandemic. And this is where it started. You know, like I can already see it. The moment is coming. The moment is gonna happen. So I don't even know if they still do E! True Hollywood stories, but I want an E! True Hollywood story. I don't care. I want mine. Give me my E! True Hollywood story. So if you follow me online at @Mala_Munoz, you might have seen that I started doing some stand-up comedy. And let me just say this, I have always loved stand-up comedy. I definitely grew up watching stand-up comedy with my parents because they were big fans of comedy in general and stand-up in particular. I mean, we were those people who were watching George Lopez like pretty religiously. We also like we're a Wanda Sykes family. Like my sister loves Wanda Sykes. Jim Carrey, huge Jim Carrey fans, big Jim Carrey family. And I mean, our love of comedy extends into like movies and theater. I mean, I grew up watching I Love Lucy. I'm a big Lucille Ball fan. I appreciate and love Mae West. You know, I love Singing in the Rain. All that good stuff. You know what I mean? So I just have always appreciated the comedic. And if you couldn't fucking tell, this is a comedy podcast. And I have a couple little jokes, a couple little remarks, you know, some funny intonation. And I decided to take all of this and to go to some open mics. You may or may not catch me at more open mics around LA. Maybe on a weekly basis. But I'm not going to tell you guys ahead of time which open mics I'm going to or when, because I'm not being billed as a comic at a show. I'm just going to sign up for an open mic in the hopes of getting some stage time to test out some jokes. So the first open mic I went to was the Chatterbox, which is in Covina, and they have an open mic on Thursday nights. So I may or may not go to future open mics at the Chatterbox and at other locations throughout LA City, LA County, and beyond. Stand-up is just something that I think that I have a knack for and that I can do, and I just want to go and just test out some jokes and hone my comfort on stage and hone my craft and my skill and like really get it together and get a tight five so I can get booked, maybe part of a lineup somewhere. You know what I mean? So anyways, catch me maybe at a fucking stand-up venue near you. You never know. Follow me on Instagram for clues, basically, or for any info on how you might run into me at a stand-up venue. So I'm @Mala_Munoz. The other thing is, If you do follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, you've probably seen that I have been talking about potentially hosting a Marihuanera listening party and smoke sesh. If you are a Locatora Radio listener, you probably know that in the past, we used to throw parties called Locatora Live, a podcast party. They were always fun. We always had DJs, special guests. We would do like a variety show, a party until 2 a.m., bar, you know, whole thing, right? Dance floor, whole thing, party, podcast party. They were always super fun. They were always a good time. We had a bunch of cool guests like Curly Velasquez, Maya Murillo. One year we had Julissa Calderon was a guest. Jarena DeMarco was one of our guests one year. You know, we did a short film called Loquitas Anonymous, and we did like a viewing one year at the Paramount in Boyle Heights. So Locatora Live, a podcast party, is something that we love and we miss and we want to bring back. But what we're going to do is our kind of first foray back into live events. We are going to host a Marihuanera listening party / smoke session. So here's the deal. We're in LA. This event is going to be in LA. It's going to be at a secret location that I cannot announce yet. And this is how this is going to work. Because of COVID, this is a limited capacity, very, very limited capacity venue. And it's an outdoor venue. And it's a COVID, like, safe event, as safe as we possibly can be, right? Meaning, outdoors, limited capacity. We're talking, like, tickets available, like, 75 people. Maybe we can swing more. It might be less. So this is not a big event. It's going to be kind of intimate. But we have a tentative date. We have a tentative date. And I announced some of this on Instagram, like, if I hosted this listening party / smoke session, would you come? And oh my God, people responded that they would fly in from Denver, from Oregon, from Austin, from Vegas, from San Francisco, from Chicago. Like, people are out here talking about, I will book a flight from Atlanta, Georgia, and come to LA to attend the Marihuanera listening party / smoke session. Because here's the deal. Our events are fun. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have vendors. It's going to be like a pop-up. We'll have food. You know what I mean? I will be there. I'll do like a fun little set. And what we're going to do is I'm going to record a top secret episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, that is not going to go online anywhere, not on Patreon, not on the RSS feed. And in addition to the live program, we're literally going to have a listening party and listen to this top secret, extra special episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. BYOB, bring your own bud, you know, COVID safe. We're going to like ask that people not share. You know what I mean? Hand sanitizer on the tables, all that good stuff, proof of vaccination, gotta do it, private event, COVID safe, you know what I mean? If I'm gonna keep making episodes of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, I can't get COVID, my friends. It's a respiratory disease. How am I gonna light up and record this audio if I have a respiratory virus? It doesn't pair well. It doesn't pair well. So, back to the event. September 24th is our tentative date. September 24th. Very limited capacity. So here's how it's going to work. Here's how you can get a ticket. Here's how you can RSVP, and here's how you can make sure you attend our first ever Marihuanera listening party smoke sesh. You need to go to our website, locatoraradio.com, and you need to sign up for our newsletter, Besitos. If you are signed up for our newsletter, we're going to blast the RSVP link and the live, you know, ticket link to our newsletter recipients first. And our newsletter recipients are going to be the first ones to know when tickets are available and when tickets are live. And they're going to be the first people who have a chance at securing a ticket. The other option, is to become a patron. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com, Locatora Productions, and become a patron. I'm going to say for this, because I love you guys, at the $5 tier. Become a patron at the $5 tier, at the Locatora Radio tier. I'm not going to make you do the $10 a month. I'm not going to make you do the $25 a month. $5 a month. You know what I mean? If you want to be a patron at $10 a month at the Marihuaneta tier to get the extended episodes, the BTS photos, all that good stuff, chill. But for like the events and stuff, because this is like a special one, the first one, go become a patron at $5 a month. You will also get earlier access to Marihuaneta tickets and live events. Just saying. So newsletter or Patreon? Newsletter or Patreon? The choice is yours. You know what to do. Yeah. We can't do a big blowout festival party. It's not in our capacity. It's not in our budget. It's not in our ability. And it's not COVID safe. But what we can do is a cool, chill, intimate smoke sesh and listening party. So yeah, that's how you can, that's what you can do. Block out the date, September 24th. It's a Friday. We're going to do an evening program. And yeah. All right, Marihuanetas, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. Remember, you can get extended episodes, BTS content, and monthly virtual smoke sessions on Patreon. If you become a patron at the $10 a month tier, which is the Marihuaneta tier, you can get access to all of that, including the content that is already up there, which goes back a couple years, because there is some old school Locatora radio content up there that carries over that you still have access to. So I think it's a good deal, some bang for your buck, and you're not going to want to miss those incentives. Remember that you can get a discount on your next order at Mota Glass by using our Marihuaneta affiliate code. That is Marihuaneta P4P. Marihuaneta, P as in podcast, 4 as in the number 4, P as in potheads. Marihuaneta P4P. Go to mota-glass.com for your next order. You can also hit the link in my bio at @mala_Munoz for the affiliate link in my link tree. It's there for you to use. Yeah. Make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I love reading your reviews. I read every single one of them. Eventually, I'll read some of them on air. And yeah, I love you all so much. It really affirms that the show is like a cute, cool thing and I should keep doing it. So I'm going to do just that. Thank you all for your love and support. And in your reviews, you can tell me what you want to hear me talk about on this podcast. I mean, I like to get high and just shoot the shit and just talk and just babble and just ramble. If there is a particular topic, a story, a policy, a situation, a historical moment, a person that you want to hear me talk about, or somebody that you want to hear me interview, if there's somebody that you want to hear me bring on the show and interview and talk to, drop those names, let me know, and leave them in the reviews, because I'm definitely going to see them there, and the reviews are forever. You know, Instagram is so fast moving and fast paced that sometimes, you know, comments get buried and DMs get buried, but the reviews on Apple Podcasts definitely are forever. So thank you once again for tuning in. This has been episode 4 of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. I'm Mala Munoz, and I will catch you next week for another Marihuaneta Monday. Thank you. All right, Marihuanetas, now is time to take a moment to thank my Marihuaneta patrons on Patreon. You guys are so great, because your monthly $10 or $25, we'll get into that in a moment, contribution allows for us to pay our audio editor, to pay our artists, to pay our musicians, and our entire team that contribute to the making of Marihuaneta. a locadora production. So that being said, one of the incentives to being a Marihuaneta patron is that you get a shout out on every episode of the podcast. So for $10 a month, you get a shout out on the podcast. You get invited to a monthly smoke sesh. You get access to unedited, extended episodes that nobody else gets to hear. The extended episodes of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, live on Patreon. So you can head over to patreon.com/locatora_radio, pledge at $10 per month. Locamores, if you pledge at $25 a month, the Locamores anonymous tier, you get access to all the Marihuaneta incentives, as well as Locas por Libros, as well as the Locatora radio tier. See, now every single Locatora production property has its own tier on Patreon. I want to thank our patrons, starting with Gerardo, Alejandra, Ollie, Chelsea, Daniela, Jeanette, Ruthie, Christian, Crisol, Madison, Samuel, Yvonne, Carla, Magdalena, Jasmine, Bailey, Cristina, Edna, Selena, Avocado Toast, Rosalina, Sirenia, amazing name, Carla, Dan, Ajopi, and Cristina. Thank you all so much for your continued support. If you would like to become a patron, head to patreon.com/locatora_radio. Thank you for lighting up and tuning in to Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. I'm your host, Mala Munoz. Please visit locatoraradio.com to learn more about us and Locatora Productions. Follow us across social media. I'm at Mala_Munoz. You can also follow us at locatora_radio. Thank you so much for lighting up and tuning in. Our audio editor is Stephanie Franco. Our Marihuaneta jingle is by Crisol Lomeli. Marihuaneta logo art is done by the incredible Micah Amaro. This episode written and hosted by me, Mala. Thank you for joining us. This has been a Locatora production.